This interview was recorded for the Dersingham 2000 History Project on the 8th of July 1997. Please may I have your full name?
My full name is George Richard Eldred Stanton. My nickname is Dick. We alternate in generations between Dick and Richard.
When did you first come to Dersingham?
I was born in Dersingham in 1934. And I've lived here most of the time since then, apart from 12 years when I farmed near Newmarket and had 3 years in the Army and at Agricultural College.
And do other members of your family live in Dersingham?
Yes, my son and my son.
Right. So the rest of them have spread abroad?
Yes, we have 5 children and 4 of them are married and they're all spread around.
Right. Now, because you've lived here all your life, you must have got some very early memories. Do you think you could tell us some of them, please?
I suppose most of my memories were connected with a small private school called Wellswell School in Manor Road, which now sadly doesn't function. My sister and I, who is more or less the same age, we used to go there together, walk there daily. Some of the memories we have from there are when the garage behind Parker's shop, which is now Crane's woodwork, caught fire. Another memory was when a Blenheim bomber landed just by the Schoenborn crossroads on the field which we farm and which was a satellite airfield, a alternative to Burcham, which in the time was being bombed.
But that was during wartime?
That was in the wartime.
Yeah.
Earlier than that, we used to play, I can remember many memories of the common, the open common, we used to play a lot. Another memory is my father being a farmer, going with a little party up to see our cart horses. And like most children, wanting to show off, I went rather close to one of the mares who had a foal, who came up to me, got hold of my shoulder, lifted me off the ground, shook me, and threw me down again. That certainly taught me a lesson or two.
The school you were saying in Manor, whereabouts was it?
I'm afraid I don't know the name of the house now, but it's next door to where Mary Spaxman lived. About 100 yards down
from... On the right-hand side?
On the right-hand side.
So anywhere near the police station?
Oh, no. Past the police station. It's, do you know where Manor Side is? It's more or less opposite Manor Side.
Right. And that's obviously long gone.
No, the house is still there. Very nice house.
What, the schoolhouse?
Yes.
Right.
It's a very nice house, 8-bedroom house, and it's been changed hands once or twice lately.
Now, in those days, St. George's didn't exist, did it?
In those days, no, I wouldn't think so. I think St. George's was built at the beginning of the war.
So can you remember that?
St. George's being built?
Yes.
No, not really. I think the only school I can remember, the other school besides our one, was the school which is now the community centre.
Right, the primary school.
But no, not primary school.
Opposite the
coach.
It was the primary school before the schools changed and became middle schools.
Yes.
Yes, it was the junior school with Mr. Shaw.
Yes, it's before Mr. Shaw. I can't remember who the headmaster was.
Right, so that's going back a long way.
It's going back a long way, yes.
Yes. Now, these big horses, did they used to actually work in the village? I mean,
Yes, they used to work on the field. They used to have 2-3 horses on ploughs. See, we didn't have... I think we had 1 tractor at the beginning of the war, or 2 tractors. And the first combine came home about 1942. But before then, it was binders. They're all worked by horses.
And did you have a lot more men?
Yes, we had I would think in those days we had probably the same amount of land. We'd have about 40 men on the payroll. I've still got some of the wages books.
As opposed to how many now?
Well, now we have fewer acres, but we do a contract, and we have 4 men today.
Right. So this is all due to modern technology.
Yes.
Were you much more dependent on the weather in those days? Would you say?
Yes, I think so. Yeah. We didn't have any. We had a dryer built about 1942. Before that, all the corn was cut by binders, put into shocks, we call them. Some people call them sheaves. Norfolk, we call them shocks.
Right.
And then we used to go and thresh them out during the winter.
So if you had a very wet spell, it could mean a bit of a disaster.
Yes, you used to put them out in the field, stand them up, and just wait for the weather to dry them.
Right, so
it was fairly good. If you had a good stack man, I can't remember what it's called, but someone who could build a good stack, then so the rain wouldn't get in. And also if you had a good thatcher to put a good roof on them. But we used to have a lot of fun. So many bonuses in the olden days. I think some of the bonuses were, A, when you have a lot of chaps around, the old farm people we talked to, they all remember the piecework gangs and the comradeship and the haggling and the bullying. But they were, in many ways, the good old days.
Yes. Farming was more of a family in those days, would you say? Today it's more of a modern industry.
Yes, today you, so many farms, you might have 600 or 700 acres. We have a bit more than that, hence the 4 men. You have one man on 600 or 700 acres, and it's a really lonely life. Could you imagine facing a wet Monday morning and a tire about taller than you are, which is flat? It's no one to laugh and joke apart from your boss. And whatever relationship between you and your boss, it's never the same as two of your comrades.
Now, because the weather was so important, you probably can remember more accurately what weather used to be like, because we're always hearing about the effect of the greenhouse effect and so on. Would you say that the summers now are longer and hotter due to this supposed greenhouse effect?
I think possibly, but I don't think it's anything like so. So drastic as, you know,
the media tends to suggest it.
The media is much more powerful now. Everyone has television, so more newspapers, so we tend to believe what we're told.
Yes.
I think probably it is slightly hotter. It's certainly no colder in winter. This year, for instance, we've had the most extraordinary year. We had virtually no rain till the end of April, and our last 3 months we've had more rain we've ever had the last 200 years in those 3 months.
And of course, farmers tend to always be getting the blame about the draining of the aquifers and so on. You know, East Anglian Water has this problem. Can you think of any ways that we could solve it?
Well, we can save a lot more water. Farmers certainly are partly to blame, but then they've only been encouraged to do what they're doing.
Yes, they always seem to have these great big water things going wherever you drive around the country.
Yes, and you've got to remember that when you irrigate in the daytime, 35% of the water you're irrigating with goes for evaporation. You know, one of the answers is to go deeper for water in the ground, but that's only a short-term solution. I think winter storage reservoirs, a lot of farmers are building winter storage reservoirs so they can keep the water for the summer. But I think there's so many other problems. I think with so much development, so much water has to run off now and it can't go into the ground. There are ways you can have your water from the sea, but that's ineffective. You can bring down your water from Yorkshire.
In vast pipes under the ground.
Or down rivers too.
Yes.
You can come quite easily from Kielder down to the Yorkshire Ouse, down to the Trent, down to the Cambridgeshire Ouse, and then down to Essex. That's where a lot of water is needed.
But you think that the building, I mean, Dursingham keeps growing and growing, doesn't it? You as a farmer presumably wouldn't like to see it get any bigger.
Well, if it's going to get bigger, I don't know how it's going to get bigger. I am a tenant farmer and I rent my farm from Sandringham Estate. Sandringham Estate farm, two farms to the east of the village. So really, you can't go to the west of the bypass, so there's not a lot of room in Dursingham.
No, so we're more or less full. When this Mr. Hipkins land that goes down to the bypass, which they're now working on, is finished, I should think that's it, would you?
Well, unless more land is released.
Right. Have you belonged to any clubs or organisation in the village? I mean, when you were a little boy, were you in the Scouts?
I've never been a Scout, never been a Cub. I've been involved as a church warden. I've just become a member of the British Legion. I've been a member of the Cricket Club. And I'm the president of the Dursingham Institute Bowls Club. But sadly, I haven't got round to playing much bowls.
Right.
But they've certainly looked after me very well.
Yes. So you find that as you get older, you're actually doing more than you did when you were young.
Yes, I find with five children. My other interests are, I have been the branch chairman of the Kingsland National Farmers Union, which I find very interesting. And I'm a member of the Hudsonville Golf Club. And so I keep myself fairly, fairly active.
Yes. I think in your position as the sort of chief farmer of the village, I suppose you are expected to do that.
Yes, I enjoy doing it.
Yes.
What I feel is from the National Farmers Union, is a lot of farmers, they're good at playing their subscriptions, but they're not very good at coming to meetings. And I think if we can't take an interest and help ourselves and explain what the NFU are doing, I think it's a poor show, really, especially
yes.
when your livings come out of from the land.
Absolutely. Now, what was the most important day you've ever spent in Dursingham? Can you remember that?
Gloria, very difficult one, but I've been thinking about this one. And I think it was VJ Day.
Right, tell me what you can remember about that.
Going round Dursingham, collecting any wood, anything would burn, anywhere. I went round with one of our drivers, who sadly no longer was, called Dick Griggs, and we collected anything which would burn. I think it was all this. And we went up to the hill behind you. We call it a hill in Norfolk, but it's quite a hill when you get on top there. And we had a bonfire that night. And I can't remember a lot about the bonfire, except there were a lot of people there.
So it was a bonfire for the village?
Bonfire for everybody in the
right.
village. And all I can remember, a silly thing, is there were two girls, there were a lot of, well, some old Home Guard thunder flashes around. I don't know where they got them from. Two went off and quite badly burned two girls.
Oh dear.
But it was, no, I think, a general sense of relief.
Yes, because that really was the end of the war.
Yes.
I mean, have you many memories of wartime Dursingham?
I think my first memory was being on a field with my father and mother. A very hot day in 1940, and we were actually burning twitch, which is couch grass. You couldn't spray it in those days, you just had to drag it up and burn it. My sister and I loved going burning, playing with matches. And I remember all that afternoon, my father and mother kept saying to us, you know, we just hope the Germans don't come, but they're not far away. And I can always remember them being, my father wasn't a miserable person, but he was very upset that afternoon. Then the troops arrived. My mother was in charge of the WVS. She was in charge of the billeting in the area. And so we had a lot of troops who came through. They came here, they came to the house. A lot of them lived in the old hall, where they had a canteen in the old hall. I can remember one or two of the troops, but there were so many of them.
What were they actually defending? What area here? Was it just general? Or?
They were just billeted here. They were passing through, in, really, in transit.
Right, on their way to?
Well, I can remember a lot of Newfoundlanders who came, who went to Dieppe.
Right.
And they had a really rough time at Dieppe. Dieppe raid. And we had then really troops coming all the way through until after D-Day.
Because I suppose we were close enough to the sea, weren't we, to the North Sea. I mean, all the way along the coast, they were trying to defend against possible...
Yes, I can't believe the Germans really would want to come and land at Burgerovery or Hunstanton. I think they know better than that.
Right.
But my father also, he was involved in Home Guard. And I suppose you can call it Dad's Army.
Yes.
But he used to go off every weekend, and several of the chaps at the farm and his team, and they used to do exercises. They used to go and blow up. You know, you could blow up, had a lot of explosives. And they also had a little cabin about 40 foot down in the Sandringham Woods. I have been taking that. I couldn't find it again. Apparently, I don't really believe the story, but the only way you knew it was underground was there was a rhododendron bush planted above it, which flowered on Christmas Day.
Now, another of the questions that we tend to ask members of the village is, what was the worst time you can remember? Well, do you think it was the war or was it something else?
The worst time.
Hmm.
I don't think I can remember a worst time. Anything. I can remember the floods. I wasn't here for the floods. I was working on a farm in Essex at the time. And we were filling sandbags down there, because that's right on the Stour estuary. And it never occurred to me that we were flooded up here. But my father had somebody who was helping him on the farm, who rang me up. So I came back. And I was absolutely appalled to find the whole marsh awash, a high tide mark of debris just beyond Dursingham Station.
Yes.
And we had, well, obviously there wasn't much we could do about it till the water receded, but in there's a little wood, a duck decoy on the right hand side, and we had 17 animals in there from the Friday night until the Tuesday. We drank a lot of salt water. There's a bank in there. And we had to go and swim them out down to the Dursingham Station, what was. And those animals never ever really
recovered. Must have damaged.
Well, either damaged or something to we had an awful job to get the fat.
So that was quite a nasty memory.
But we've got a film somewhere of that.
Really? That would be very useful if you could find it.
Yes, well, certainly I'll have a look. I was thinking of the other crops down there.
It must have completely damaged your crops that year.
Yes, we had about 12 acres of strawberries down there. And I remember going down the following summer. The Ministry of Agriculture advised farmers not to touch that land for a year. Some cultivated it straight away, and it grew perfectly good crops. We duly left it and didn't touch it for a year. And I remember going down in the strawberry time in July, massive weeds where our 12 acres of strawberry should be, and in these weeds were some of the biggest and best strawberries I've ever seen. Some of them had died.
Really?
So we could have picked them if it was worthwhile.
Even though it was salt water?
Yeah, even though it was salt water. An awful lot of crops respond to salt.
Really?
The water was on the marsh for about a week.
Just lying there, yes. Right.
But I think the eye-opener was the line of debris, really from Dursingham Station right the way up to Hunstanton. And there were 64 people drowned between Dursingham and Hunstanton.
Terrible. It couldn't really happen today, could it?
I think it could happen very easily.
Really?
There is a new sea bank, but when you hear that the water level is going to rise a metre, no little money is being spent on coastal defences.
You're talking about, once again, the melting of the ice flows and so on.
Yes.
Yes.
And I think if we had the same combination of wind and tides, and the wind that night was a northwesterly coming down the Lincolnshire coast. And if you had the same combination again, I think the same thing could happen again.
It couldn't ever get much beyond the old station, could it? Because there's quite a hill from then on.
No, I think the old station. In the old days, the rivers, Boathouse Creek used to come up past Nancy Gable's house, just under the main road.
Yes, along that flat piece.
Yes, almost up to my old school. Yes. I was telling you about it.
Yes. Right. Now, what are the biggest changes you've seen in the village?
I suppose really just general development in filling. I think Dursingham is a very nice village to live in, and I'd thoroughly recommend it to anybody. It's got so many good points. I think one's lucky to live in a big village.
Yes. We've got more amenities now than we did have, haven't we?
Oh, many more. surgeries, libraries, and I think it's infinitely preferable. It may not be quite so picturesque as some of the outlying villages.
Yes. So, there's really no, apart from, as we said earlier, you don't want it really to get any bigger. And in fact, it couldn't really get any bigger.
I think it's a pity there's not a bit more of a village centre or a marketplace, but, you know, that can't happen.
I mean, to your mind, what is the village centre?
I suppose the village centre really is the sort of Budgeons Library, Post Office Road.
Yes. The playing field?
The playing fields to me is very important because I've been on the Dursingham Sports Group about 20 years. And in that time, 3 acres of land, my farm, had been incorporated. I think we've got one of the nicest playing fields in West Norfolk. Mm-hmm. Very good pitch, very nice pavilion. We're very lucky.
Yes.
But it's due to the work of a few people.
Of course, yes. What would you like to see happen in the future to the village?
I would like to see a larger hall.
A larger than which one? The church hall?
The church hall.
Now, we discussed this originally, if you remember, at the Millennium meeting that we held, where there was a request from several people for a village hall large enough. And I remember one of the questions being, where would it be situated? Have you any ideas about that?
No idea, no. I think
that's the one of the reasons I think it would be very difficult to do, because there isn't really a parcel of land big enough for it.
No, not at the moment, unless you put it on a common somewhere. It's got to be in the middle, but we do need a bigger hall.
Yes, yes.
But I think we're talking about an awful lot of money, and unless you knew you were getting lottery cash, I don't think it's right we should go ahead and do it.
No.
But this.
You also need somebody to be responsible for looking after it afterwards, don't you?
Oh yes, it doesn't just happen.
No. Presumably you will retire in Dursingham.
Don't know.
Ah.
I have a son farming with me. Mixed feelings, really. I would be sad to leave Dursingham. On the other hand, it just depends on well, houses, really. I won't live here, I don't think, for the rest of my life. Hopefully my son, elder son, will come
and take over
here.
This house is for?
This house is a Samuel house.
For the farmer?
For the farmer.
Right. Going back a bit, so your father lived here, and did your father's father live here? I mean, how far back does your association...
Well, it goes back a long way. My father lived here, my grandfather lived here. Before that, they lived at Ling House, which is in the parish of Dursingham, although it seems to be in Hanmer. My great-grandfather also farmed at Ling House. before that, I'm not quite certain how it was farmed, but I do know there's 15 Richard Stantons in Dersium churchyard, and there's 3 Richard Stantons alive and kicking around at this moment.
It's obviously a family title, this calling all the sons Richard.
Seems to be. You can't get away from it.
Must have been a bit confusing when they were all living together.
It does. You open each other's letters, but I think we came all right.
Which leads me on to, do you expect to be buried in Dersingham? Well, presumably, if you're going to stay here, you will, but if you move away...
Yes, I'd always wish to be buried in Dersingham.
You would?
My father moved to Snettisham and farmed there, but he still wanted to be buried in Dersingham.
So all your forebears are...
Yes.
Great. Yeah. So you wouldn't want to break the mould. Now, what does the millennium mean to you?
Apart from the religious significance. I'm getting tongue-tied. I don't think, not very romantic, I don't think it means too much. You know, we're going to carry on. I can't even plead that my computer's going to back up.
So you don't see it as some great historical date?
Not over much, no. No. And people are going to say all sorts of... But no, I can't think of any real great reason why. Millennium.
What kind of celebration would you like to see here in the village? On the actual day?
I think we should have a good party. I think we should have a dance. Bearing in mind the time of the year, we should certainly have a party.
A big village party.
A big village party, which is planned well in advance, planned quite a lot of sort of enthusiasm and not a little penny pinching.
Right. And things like that mean, yes, particularly, yes, one or a team of very powerful organisers who are,
yes,
going to rally everybody round.
That's right, people who know how to organise things.
Otherwise it will lead to families doing their own thing,
yes,
which is what usually happens.
It's not the time of year for street parties, no.
No, no, not like the ones after the war.
But I think whoever's running it's going to have to plan a marquee pretty soon.
Yes. What would you like to say to someone in Dersingham in another 100 years' time from now?
Look after the place.
Yes. Don't let it become just an outskirt of King's Lynn, presumably. Now, have you any photographs or newspaper cuttings that people might find interesting?
We got quite good Sydney film.
Yes.
Which I shall use for you. But regards... Regards the cuttings, I'm not good on cuttings. I don't know what's happened to my old cuttings, and I suspect that they were with my parents' things, and my sisters have probably gotten them.
Right. So you haven't got lots of old photographs?
No, I can't come out and show any photographs.
Right.
But I think the cinefilm will be quite...
Would be very useful.
Quite delightful.
Yes, and it would fit on a modern cine camera, presumably.
Well, it's being changed from, I think it's Betamax, onto a camcorder. No, onto video. So it'll go
right
onto your camera, on your...
Right. Well, thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much, Gloria.